This week, the CEOs of the so-called Big Three U.S. airlines, American, Delta, and United, are in the nation's capital to talk to some of the Trump administration's cabinet members. They're concerned about competition from some carriers based in the Middle East, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates in particular. They're arguing those airlines are subsidized by their nation's governments and, by virtue of that, are hurting U.S. carriers and violating open skies rules. Seth Kaplan, editor of Airline Weekly, has been covering the conflict, and he's with me. Seth, what are the U.S. airlines specifically upset about?
The U.S. airlines basically say two things. They say, this is not fair, and this is bad for America. You know, in terms of this is not fair, they say, look, these are airlines that are heavily subsidized by their governments that might not exist if not for just all of the inflows of capital. You know, that a U.S. airline, for example, or a lot of airlines around the world would have long ago ceased to exist if not for all the money continually pouring into these airlines. That's the claim that the U.S. airlines make. And they say, you know, beyond that, this is killing American jobs. They say, look, we can't fly to Dubai anymore because we face this unfair competition. And so they say that they are smaller than they would otherwise be. It's a bit of a tough claim to make in the sense that these airlines, talking on a net basis at least of what they mean for America, you know, they buy billions and billions of dollars of Boeings, for example, and they put GE engines on those Boeings and, you know, all sorts of other suppliers that are involved in providing various products and services for those airlines. And those are also American jobs. So, in terms of evaluating the arguments, that's a bit tougher to do, but that's basically what the U.S. airlines say. You know, this isn't fair, and this is bad for America.
Are they saying that these foreign airlines are violating open skies?
Exactly. So open skies basically means the ability of airlines to fly from one country to another country as often as they want to fly, as long as they can get the gates at the airport and that sort of thing. But in other words, they don't have to ask for special permission from the government of that country to add another flight. That's something that up until the recent decades was very rare. But over the past quarter century, the U.S. has signed more and more open skies treaties with other countries, you know, with Mexico just most recently. Now, Mexican and U.S. airlines, for example, can basically fly as much as they want between the two countries as long as they can get the right facilities at the airports. And what the U.S. airlines are saying is that those countries have basically taken advantage, beyond the point of those agreements, and used it to unfairly attack U.S. airlines. They say, hey, we believe in open skies. We believe in open competition, but this is not what's happening in those markets. They basically want to see those airlines restricted, which would mean backing off on those open skies treaties in one way or another, which would be something very unusual. The U.S. Is the country that generally has gone around the world advocating in favor of open skies, saying, hey, open it up. This is good for economies, you know, lowers the cost of air travel. It's good for consumers, good for businesses that are able to go and sell whatever it is that they sell around the world. And so here you have the U.S. airlines arguing that the U.S. should back off on that in the same way, by the way, that Canada does. Canada actually, although it has open skies treaties with a lot of countries around the world, very much restricts the ability airlines from Qatar and the UAE to fly to Canada. The U.S. airlines say, hey, we want that kind of treatment from our government.
Now, I don't know if we can quantify this, but I'm thinking about, let's say, one individual consumer who may say, I'm getting a bargain because I have this other option. I am perhaps riding on a more luxurious airline as opposed to feeling cramped and whatnot. Let's say that consumer was being really short-sighted and wasn't thinking in a visionary sense about this is bad for the U.S. economy. Is this actually better for consumers the way it's set up now that the things U.S. airlines are actually complaining about?
Yeah, kind of hard to see how this is bad, at least in a direct short-term sense for consumers. I mean, there are some incredibly low airfares out there right now. Even, you hear reports of people, you know, flying halfway around the world in business class, which on those airlines is rather luxurious, you know, really nice flatbeds and so forth, for airfares that, used to be low even for an economy ticket. You know, the U.S. airlines kind of make the longer term argument and say, look, that's all well and good, but we're the airlines who are going to be there for you no matter what. You know, and if these airlines competing from the perspective of these U.S. airlines unfairly, you know, kind of dumping these seats and very low fares in the market, put us out of business, they're not going to be there to take you from Amarillo to Dallas and to do all the kinds of things that that U.S. airlines do for American consumers.
With the CEOs of Delta, American, and United in D.C. at the Capitol, does Congress need to act in some way?
Well, the U.S. airlines would say absolutely Congress needs to act in some way. You know, their opponents, various other stakeholders, would say, you know, absolutely not, that this is just would go back on a lot of progress that the U.S. has made in terms of opening up aviation markets, you know, which has made it possible in some cases for people to quite literally travel who couldn't otherwise afford to travel. You know, the cost of air travel has done nothing but go down over the years, partly thanks to the opening of markets. I'm sure they are getting sympathetic ears from a lot of congressmen. In terms of whether this ends up amounting to anything, we'll just have to see.
Seth Kaplan is the editor of Airline Weekly. The three airline CEOs may be considering whether to file an International Air Transportation Fair Competitive Practices Act complaint with the U.S. Department of Transportation.